Welcome to the Dayspring Podcast, where we delve into faith and fellowship through the teachings of Christ. Join us every week as we explore God's Word and discuss how to live out your faith in today's world. Be blessed as you listen to this sermon. Your kingdom come,
your will be done. God is good. I'm speaking today on what I have titled, Don't Stop Living. Don't stop living. As you are writing it, take a moment, take a pause, turn to the person next to you and tell them, don't stop living. Tell them again, because they were writing, tell them, listen to me. Don't stop living. You are preaching to the person next to you. I know you may not be licensed or ordained, but please, God has anointed you. Tell the person next to you, don't stop living. If you stop living, you will miss out. So tell them, don't stop living. Look, if you stop living, someone else will live your life for you. Tell them, don't stop living. Numbers 21. Verse 4 to 9. Numbers 21:4-9. Then they journeyed, Israelites journeyed from Mount Hor by the way of the Red Sea to go around the land of Edom, and the soul of the people became very discouraged in the way. And the people spoke against God and against Moses. Why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? Sometimes the God that is a good God does things and we wonder. For there is no food and no water, and our soul loathes this worthless bread. Worthless bread. That was coming from heaven. That they called manna. Today they were calling it worthless bread. Verse 6, so the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people, and many of the people of Israel died. Therefore the people came to Moses and said, we have sinned, for we have spoken against the Lord and against you. Pray to the Lord that he take away the serpents from us. So Moses prayed for the people. Any pastor who has a good heart will be praying for his people. Then the Lord said to Moses, make a fiery serpent and set it on a pole. And it shall be that everyone who's bitten, when he looks at it, shall live. Tell somebody, don't stop living. Verse 9, so Moses made a bronze serpent. It's inanimate, but it's a serpent. And put it on a pole. And so it was. If a serpent had bitten anyone, and he looked at the bronze serpent, he lived. Tell somebody, don't stop living. The issue with life is that as we journey through life, things happen that make us discouraged. Things happen that make us discouraged. The Bible says they were coming from Mount Hor. Now, Mount Hor was the place where Aaron died and his son took over. So the first thing that already discouraged them was they had a leader that they enjoyed that was with them. Moses was somebody that was always in the mountain. They were not seeing Moses often. But they were seeing Aaron a lot. In fact, when they couldn't find Moses, they turned to Aaron and said, Aaron, make us a god. Do something for us so that we'll be fine. And Aaron was always with the people as their priest, meeting them all the time. And Aaron had died. And his son, whom they did not really know, and then Moses, whom they did not really relate with, had now become the leader. It was hard for them. Another thing was, they were now on a journey to the promised land, and the Bible says from Mount Hor, they were moving by the way of the Red Sea. Now, if I use this circle as an example, you can see that Mount Hor is here, the promised land is here, And instead of just going straight this way, all here is sea, but God, instead of leading them straight, was leading them by the coast of the Red Sea to the Promised Land. Did you see that? It becomes a challenge when sometimes we expect something to happen very quickly and it doesn't happen as quickly as you want it. The journey had become long, food and water was scarce, and the only food that was available was this thing that they had not eaten before until they entered the wilderness, and they became very discouraged. The discouragement is not the problem. The discouragement existed, but the problem was what they were saying with their mouths. The problem was what they were talking about. Is it bad to say when something is not going too well? It's okay to say it. But be careful that you don't speak against God in the process of complaining about your problem. Tell someone, don't speak against God. Because what they did was they started to talk about this God who has hurt them, troubled them, and they began to speak against this Moses who had worried them. And unfortunately, because of what they did, are you here, ladies and gentlemen? Because of what they said, now scripture doesn't have at that time a revelation of how the devil was working apart from Genesis. And so anything that happened, for instance, when David is tormented with a spirit, they say an evil spirit from the Lord. So the reality is, they would also say God sent serpents. But did God really send? Hallelujah. But what we see is that serpents came out and started biting them. You see, the discouragement can become a bite. Are you here, somebody? The discouragement can become a very, very bad snake bite. And when it's called a fiery serpent, the reason they called it a fiery serpent is not because the serpents were on fire. It's not because the serpents were hot or sexy. They call it the fiery serpents because the poison would burn you after it has entered you. There would be a burning sensation that would be in you as the poison ran through your body. So they call them fiery serpents. Discouragement has a way of running through your entire body that you don't even have strength to do the things you used to do anymore. And you see, because of that discouragement, you can die. Tell somebody, don't stop living. Unfortunately, what we see is that people died from the bites. They stopped living. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm not sure the ones who died physically are the only ones who died. But I'm sure there were some people who died emotionally. And many times that is what we experience. That we don't die physically, but because of the discouragement we go through, because of the circumstance, we die inside. I'm here to speak to somebody that feels like you are dying inside. Don't stop living. I'm telling you, don't stop living. Dying inside can look like I don't have the effort anymore. I don't want to put in the effort anymore. I don't think God is there for me anymore. I don't think there's anything else I can do about my situation. Are you here, ladies and gentlemen? Dying inside can simply be giving up. I remember there was a situation I went through. I called friends and I told them, you pray because maybe God will hear you. I don't know if you've ever been at that point where it feels like even your prayer is not getting to where it usually would get to. I pray that God will give you people who can pray for you. But I'm telling you, as long as you are still alive, there's still hope. Don't die in that discouragement. Don't let the fire of that discouragement make you die. The discouragement can make you die in the sense that I'm going to come to church, but I won't serve anymore. I'm going to come to church, but when the worship is going on, I'll just try and worship the way I know how to worship. I'm going to just try and do what I know how to do. But tell somebody, don't die. Don't stop living. Because God is coming. And sometimes in that discouragement, if you just survive, God will come through for you. And part of that survival, ladies and gentlemen, is calling the God who blessed you from the very beginning. You see, the problem is they had forgotten that God was actually doing things for them. That in the journey they were on and in all the things that they were experiencing, it was all part of God's plan, God's strategy to bring them to their promised land. Deuteronomy 29 verse 4 to 6 says, "Yet the Lord has not given you a heart to perceive and eyes to see and ears to hear to this very day." You see, the problem with discouragement is that sometimes we only see it from how we see it. Let me say one more time. That sometimes our discouragement is that we see it from only how we see it. But there is a way you see it, and there's a way God sees it. So when they were seeing it as there is no food or water, God was seeing it as, I'm changing your diet so that you can grow properly and be the person I want you to be. Even though they were seeing it as one leader is dead and this leader, I don't know how he is or how he's going to be, what was actually happening was that the first season has passed and a new season is beginning, and I can't put old wine into new wineskins. I don't know if you are here, somebody. And sometimes you have to go through a desert, not because God wants to kill you, but because he wants to teach you how to manage where you are, how to handle what you are going through, because you are not just your own strength, you are going to be somebody else's strength. So if somebody can't go through it, I know there's somebody who can go through it, and if they go through it, they can help the other people going through it. Somebody say, don't stop living. Deuteronomy is saying this. He said, Moses is saying that, look, you don't have eyes to see what God is doing. And I pray this morning you have eyes to see. He said, verse 5, I have led you 40 years in the wilderness, and they had not seen that this was the blessing that followed them. The whole time they were going, their clothes were not worn out on them, and their sandals had not worn out on their feet. Nothing was getting destroyed, even if they were hungry. Even though things were not adding up, certain things were still adding up in ways that did not make sense. I'm here to let you know God is going to give you eyes to see that what looks like a closed door is actually redirection. What looks like it's not happening is actually God preparing a better thing for you. Can I tell you something? If you want to live in a kiosk, it can be done for you in a day. But a 5-bedroom house may need about 7 months to build. Somebody here this morning, you may not see what God is doing, but he is doing something. It may look like you are hard pressed, you are in difficulty, but I'm telling you, your clothes are not wearing out. Your feet are not becoming too big for your clothes. God is still on you. God is still on you. So you see that discouragement can easily be broken by what you see. It can easily be broken by what you see. And I pray that this morning you change what you see. Don't see somebody who didn't get admission. See somebody who is being trained in different skills before that admission comes. I was in school with a gentleman that was in his 40s. He actually got married at 41 when we were in first year. And he got married to a woman he actually already had a number of children with. But when we all go for presentation, this guy would floor us. And I didn't understand, why is he flooring us? We've all just gotten admission, and you old man, you are killing us like that. Why? Because he didn't have money to pay for architecture school. But in the period of the waiting, he wasn't discouraged. He said, my life is not going to stop just because what I am believing for hasn't happened yet. I'm not going to stop my life. I'm not going to stop living just because what I'm trusting God for hasn't happened. What did he do? He attached himself to an architect and was looking at the construction work. Yeah, he continued to look at what was going on. Then he finally got some money because they would give him small jobs to be doing. When he got the money, he went into drafting school and went to learn to be a draftsman. And so being a draftsman now helped him, and that is how he even met this lady. They didn't marry, yes, but they loved themselves and children came out of it. But now they are together and then they are marrying. And now he's gotten money, he's gone into an architecture school. And some of us who just went in straight from secondary school as if we know everything. We entered and we realized we didn't know anything. But somebody who had gone through the process came out and now was showing everybody, this is how to do it. This is how it's done. It may be difficult. I've gone through it, but I didn't stop living. You see, you can be discouraged and not stop living. You can be discouraged and still worship God. You can be discouraged and still praise God. Be discouraged and still pray. Because as long as you are still alive, some people don't even know how to shout because it feels like they stop living. I'm here to wake you up. There is resurrection in Christ. Wake up again. Don't stop living. Keep yourself alive. Keep yourself strong. Keep yourself moving. Keep yourself going. As long as you can do that, you are going to see something that will change the story. Because what you see will give you the strength to keep on going. So what happens? They decide that, look, we are still discouraged, but won't die. Some people have died, but won't die. Are you not going to thank God that what you are going through, some people died in it? But you are still here? Yeah, you are still here. So they say, okay, we are going to still pray. And they go to Moses and say, Moses, pray for us. We are discouraged, fine, but we sinned in the discouragement. Now we are dying in the discouragement. Please do something. Talk to God for us. We don't want to die here. I don't want to die in the situation that's discouraging me. I want to eventually come out at some point. I don't know if I'm talking to somebody. I need to come out at some point. So Moses calls on God and God says, look, give them something to see. If you are discouraged, get something to see. Somebody after church, you need to go and take that car you are still believing God for. Go and print the picture of that car and put it on your wall. Go and print the picture of that house and put it on your wall. Go and print, take that picture of your bridal shower. Put it on your wall somewhere. Take a picture of some gold bars and some money and fix it on your ceiling. Give yourself something to see. So he says, make a bronze serpent. The same fiery serpent that was biting. Make it again. First of all, to let them know that I'm the one who makes. The fiery serpent that beat you, I'm the one in control of them. I am the one who can manage them for you. Create it and put it up there. And then it says, if any one of them is beaten, when the discouragement bites you, go back and look. When the discouragement bites you, go back and look at that pole. And as long as you see that pole, you will be healed. As long as you see that pole, the discouragement will go away. One interesting thing about the fiery serpent is that when it bites you, because of the burning sensation, you scream. It's not a bite that it will bite you and you'll be there, you'll be shaking, and then you die. No. You shout because it is burning you. You see, sometimes in discouragement, you need to still be able. Some people are too quiet when you are going through something. You are too quiet when you are going through something. I'm not saying shout it to everybody. But you have pastor. You have God. You have leaders. There's someone you can tell. There's no point in being beaten and you keep quiet. And that's the thing about it. It is rumored that when the serpent will bite, because sometimes they'll even enter the house, they won't bite outside. Have you ever seen a snake in your house before? Yeah, they will not bite outside. They will bite in the house. But when they bite in the house, somebody who is beaten will be shouting And the other people who are not beaten will hear it and come and pick the person and then bring the person to the pool and tap the person. Open your eyes. Are you here, somebody? Sometimes you need somebody to hear you shouting. You need somebody to tap you and say, look, remember, open your eyes. You are looking at the discouragement and you are shouting too much. Open your eyes and see what God is doing. If you can see it, you will be healed. You will be fine. You will stand again. You will be strong again. You will be able to go on. The story is told of Jacob, who had a child, who loved the child so much that he gave the child a coat of many colors. I'm talking about Joseph. And Joseph is somebody that Jacob loved so much. But his brothers moved against him and killed him. You can imagine the kind of discouragement. Of all the children, this is the one that I like the most. And suddenly this one is not there anymore. And it looks like at that point, when he died, when they told him that Joseph was dead, something inside him died. He's alive, he's living. Is moving, but something inside him is gone. Something inside is gone. And I'm shocked that from the time Joseph was that young a teenager and he was lost, till the time he was seen, going on 40, he is now seen by his father. And that whole time, he was dead inside. How do I know he was dead inside? Genesis 45. Verse 27. Discouragement is moved by God showing you something. Genesis 45. Go to 26. This is what they told him. And they said to him, saying, Joseph is still alive, and he is the governor over the land of Egypt. And Jacob's heart stood still because he did not believe them. His heart stopped. I'm already dead. I can't live. Like the one thing that was, some people after broken heart, it's like they are dead inside. They cannot live. After you lose a certain amount of money, it's like inside you dies and you cannot live. He said, but they told him all the words which Joseph had said to them. And when he saw the cats, telling me Joseph is alive is not enough. I want to hear from Joseph. So tell me what Joseph said. And when they told him what Joseph said, and then he himself now saw the cats that came from Egypt and came from Joseph himself. What does it say? He said the spirit of Jacob, their father, came back to life. The spirit of Jacob came back to life. I'm here to prophesy to somebody this morning. Discouragement has killed you for long enough. Your spirit is coming back to life this morning. You've gone through things and it has pained you for a long time. But this morning, your spirit is coming back again. You are going to worship the way you used to worship again. You are going to pray the way you used to pray again. Your spirit is going to revive. That joy that came in your heart when it came to the things of God is going to come again. Because this time, it's not somebody telling you. You are going to see something yourself. That's the prophecy I'm giving to somebody. This week, you are going to see something with your own eyes. This week, you are going to hear something with your own ears. This week, something is going to happen that will give you tangible proof, and your spirit will be revived. And when you look, you are going to be healed. When you see it, you are going to be strengthened. When you notice it, strength will come back to you like never before. Your spirit will revive. An old man who could not be moved, when they were going to look for food, this old man couldn't follow them to go and get the food. He couldn't rise up. He's too old to do anything. But when he heard that
Joseph was alive, the man who couldn't get up to go and look for food, he got up, prepared himself, and he himself started moving towards Egypt, because there's somebody I need to see before I die. Somebody who will not die in that discouragement. You will not die in that snake bite. You will not die with that pain. You are going to be strong again. You are going to be able again. You will not be broken for long. You will not be in trauma for long. You will not be in pain for long. What God is about to raise up in your life, you will see it. People will see it. It will be a blessing to you. It will be a blessing to other people. Don't stop living. As long as you stay alive, something is going to be seen.
Let me end with this. Tell somebody, don't stop living. John chapter 3, verse 14. Don't stop living. John chapter 3, verse 14. And as Moses... Can you read it together with me? Let's read it together. Ready, go. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him should not perish. Don't stop living. Can I tell you why you shouldn't stop living? Because the way the serpent was lifted up, Jesus is lifted up. If you want strength again for life, look at Jesus. If you want grace for life, look at Jesus. The way the serpent was lifted up, Jesus is lifted up for you. And as long as that Jesus is alive, you don't have to stop living. As long as you have Jesus, life never stops.
Please understand that it has nothing to do with your state in life or your stature in life. There are people who have great wealth and have died inside because of a divorce. People have great wealth and have died inside because all their money couldn't keep somebody from dying. Listen, you can be alive and dead, but this morning God is reviving you. You are praying and you are saying, every bite of discouragement, we are breaking that power in the name of Jesus. Look, some people have been believing God from January. You haven't seen it, and October has come. And it's like discouragement is coming. Every spirit of discouragement is broken in the name of Jesus. You will see what God needs you to see.
Thank you for listening to the Dayspring Podcast. Hope you were blessed. Connect with us on all social media platforms at ICGC Dayspring. God bless you.